will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm a writer and investigator in California. Here with me is Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley history. Hello, Ray.
Hi there, Rob. Good to be with you today.
Well, you wrote recently, we generally get what we expect. And you say the reason is our focus is on what we want, and that dictates our decisions. It's true in our personal lives. Is it true in our business lives and our work environment?
Absolutely. I mean, you get what you expect because that's where your focus is. So if you're not happy in your work or you're not enjoying what you're doing, you're going to change your focus. And that focus becomes your output. Because again, you can't think of two things at the same time. You can only focus on one thing at a time. And so if you're focusing on what is not what you want, you're still going to get it. You know, because that's you're going to get what your focus is, where your focus is.
Is this like, and I know you're an equestrian, you like to ride horses. Is it kind of like the horse that meanders around? Like if you're on a horse that's kind of disinterested in doing a ride, but their eye will point towards something and they'll start going that way instead of going the trail that you want to ride on, it'll kind of wander off to the side, you know, where you're focused on something and you naturally sort of gravitate towards it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's quite what it is. I mean, riding horses, I mean, you're in race horses, they put these cups around their eyes so they focus straight ahead because a horse can actually see back toward the rear. And so they want him focusing on where he is, not where he was. Again, that's not exactly a perfect example of what you're talking about, but certainly where our focus is, and our focus could not be visual, it could be audio, it could be also what we're thinking, mm-hmm. and kind of what we're smelling or what we're, you know, what we're feeling, that determines or affects our focus. For example, if your cubicle or where you're working is very, very cold, then you're going to be focusing on how cold it is and you'll lose a train of thought on what you're trying to accomplish and you'll make mistakes. Or if it's too hot, the same way, you know, you maybe you get up and get a drink of water or whatever, or go try to cool off as you would. It doesn't have to be just what you're thinking. It could be how you feel. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you're coming down with a cold, or maybe you got a headache or you got an earache or a toothache or your shoulder hurts or whatever. Those things can distract you and keep you from focusing on the job at hand or the task at hand.
Yeah. And in your upcoming book, Essential Leadership, Managing Distractions, and it seems mm-hmm. like that's part of that process. And so the positive thing is if you're right focused, if you're focused on the right objectives for your business and for your working life, then, you know, you head in that direction. The drawback is that if you're focused on something negative, you're going to gravitate in that direction and the wish becomes the reality sort of scenario.
If you have a headache or an earache or a cold or a physical thing, it's best to go get it fixed. It's best to, you know, take either something that'll minimize that, the effects of that particular medical problem, so that you can go back to focusing. So sometimes you need to fix something that's distracting you, whether it be heat, whether it be cold, whether it be something in your surroundings. Maybe it's somebody playing their music too loud next to your cubicle or area. Could be that there's somebody on a lawnmower outside that's buggy or a leaf blower or something. Yeah. Uh-huh. So there, it's best to minimize those distractions so that you can focus. Distractions are key to your ability to stay focused on your task. As they say, you know, better be careful what you wish for, because your wish may become your reality. Focusing is a matter of asserting yourself on the task and not being affected by your external factors, whether it be thinking about something at home that you got to take care of. You might be thinking about, for example, that you've got a bunch of company coming over after work, and you start thinking about, you know, getting that organized. Or maybe it's a problem with one of your children, and maybe a problem with with the spouse. It could be a number of things. Maybe it's your boss. You know, I found out, you know, my 37 years of running my crawl, that 75% of the reasons that employees leave to go to another job is because of their boss. Their boss becomes their distraction. They look over your shoulder, or if they're constantly harassing you, or if they're bothering you in some way, or if they're not being fair, and that sort of thing, that's a distraction. And that keeps you from focusing on your task at hand and minimizes your ability to accomplish the task at hand.
Yeah, I guess the idea is, you said be careful what you wish for. You also want to be able to wish for the best so that you can generally expect that the best will be what the outcome is.
Absolutely. Well, again, your ability to focus is the key. And you should know what the distractions are, because if you have a job you're doing and you're becoming distracted in some way, find out what that distraction is. It doesn't take but a few seconds to say, this is bothering me. Something is distracting me, whatever it is. Maybe it's just the noise in your work area. It might be the environmental. Maybe it's cold or hot or you know, could be any number of things that could be an employee or a workmate that's giving you a problem. So just focus on what's distracting you so that you can get it out. You can solve it. Again, distractions are the thing that keep you from minimizing your performance.
I'd like to remind the listeners that they can join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Please bring us your questions. Comments are always welcome. Let us know. We do have some podcasts on toughthingsfirst.com that take you to the video podcasts at Ray's YouTube channel. So you can check that out and tell us, you know, which way you prefer to listen. If you like the podcasts that are on video, we would appreciate knowing that. And Ray, of course, you can follow his, used to be called Twitter, but now X, and his other social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and of course, Ray's books. Make sure you check them out if you haven't already. Tough Things First is the title of his first book. We have the Zen of Zen series, 1, 2, and 3, and the upcoming book, The Essential Leadership, which is, I think, going to be very helpful for a lot of people. Thanks again, Ray.
Thank you, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.